So in Hebrews 12:1, let's start out there in verse 1. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Now I want to say this. I got to back up a little bit because the Lord has given us a family, and your family is our family. And Pastor Debbie and Pastor Johnny have been a family and have been friends to us. And we don't call each other necessarily on the phone and talk about, you know, new dresses and all this type of thing. But when we see one another, there's a kindred spirit.
Yes. Yes.
And we can just jump right into the services together. We can be honorable to one another. But I consider them some of our closest friends, literally.
Amen.
And if I ever needed to call them, and they would be there.
Yes.
And that's comforting. That's comforting, but they're good friends of ours, and God has blessed us with this fellowship. So thank you, Pastor Debbie, again for what you said, and likewise we just count them dear in our lives, and all of their family. We've just adopted you all. So, so they have a beautiful home. You have a beautiful church. And I tell you, just like Pastor Jay said, I was listening to some of the service yesterday morning when I was sitting on the plane. I had my earphones in, then I had to turn it off, you know, because they start doing turn on airplane mode. And you go past about 5 or 10 minutes and see how long you can. Then the Lord starts dealing with me. Pay attention to instructions. So I finally turned it off. So let's go back to the scripture here in verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Now, get this phrase, who for the joy. And that just kept standing out to me. Did you know that Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit himself? There's a scripture in Luke 10. You can just write that down. Luke 10, 17. Actually, I'm just going to go there real quick. I want to read that to you. Luke 10,
Amen.
Who for the joy, Luke 10, and in verse 17, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And where does it say that Jesus rejoiced in spirit? Oh, one more? Yeah. Okay, in verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Notice, basically, Jesus was telling them, don't rejoice over the devil. But rejoice over what you have in Christ. Rejoice over your heavenly home and what you have in God. And that's what he told. Emphasize that. Don't emphasize, well, I have authority over the devil. But you're supposed to use your authority. And notice that in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. And what did he say? I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things. So he was giving them revelation, okay? They had got a revelation that they had authority, and when he taught them, he was teaching them revelation. He was rejoicing over the revelation. He was full of the word. I've been listening to Pastor Nancy on her CD, Hear and Be Healed, and I've listened to that over and over and over, and she talks about when we hear the word and we get full of the word, that's what will move us. And it's the revelation of God's word that we get full of. And when we get full of that, it moves us to a place in faith that we will respond.
Yes.
But only when we get full of God's word will we be able to respond properly? So the measure that you hear is the measure that you're going to receive. So when you hear, therefore healing will come, therefore blessings will come, because in the hearing is the response, is the manifestation. That's where it all starts, and it's a progression. When you hear, then you get excited, you get revelation. Father, I rejoice what you've showed them. I'm rejoicing in that revelation that they have revelation. I'm rejoicing in that, Father. Amen. And when you rejoice about that revelation, then you actually, it causes that thing to begin to manifest on your behalf. You understand? So it's a progression of what we call the knowledge of God's word that brings understanding, or you could say revelation, or you can just say faith's understanding of the heart. But it's a progression of understanding, of knowledge, and then understanding comes, and then it goes into wisdom. And wisdom is when you have applied it and it starts working for you. Okay? That was all free. The enemy is skilled in his maneuvers. Therefore, we must have the upper hand and be even more skilled. We must be renewed in our minds and developed in our hearts in order for our spirit man to be stronger than the voices and feelings that come to our minds and bodies. We need knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And in Colossians chapter 2, verse 2, Colossians chapter 2, verse 2, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Now, full assurance means faith. So that's why I call it faith's understanding. Full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God. Jesus was rejoicing because the revelation that his disciples had got. Not just the fact that the devil was subject to them, but the revelation of who they were in Christ, who they were in God, that revelation. And when we come to the fullness of who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, when we come to the fullness, that means that we're hearing it, and we're hearing it, and we're hearing it, and we're hearing it, and we begin to respond out of the hearing. You've heard it said, faith is an act. I know Smith Wigglesworth would say, faith is an act. Faith is an act. That action only comes out of a hearing. It comes from the knowledge of God's word, but revelation comes in the hearing. And it says in Proverbs 4:20, attend to my words. Incline your ear into my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. So when we attend, we're looking at with an attention. We're looking, we're hearing with ears of our heart to the place, whatever it is you need, whether that's healing. If you came tonight and say, I just need healing, I don't need all this. I just need healing. It's like a drive-through window. Just let me drive up and be healed. Be healed. And then let me zoom away and go away and do my thing. But like Pastor Nancy was saying on her CD, Hear and Be Healed, we've got to teach people, you can't just go to the church and get healed. You go to the church and you hear, and the healing is in the hearing. The fullness of healing, the fullness of provision, the fullness of anything that we need in life. And let's do a checkup. If there's any area in our life that is not progressing, if there's any area in our life that is not producing, and I'm doing major checkups right now. If there's any area that's not producing, what am I hearing? And I'm not getting down from people for watching TV, but am I hearing the TV all the time? Am I hearing my doubtful friends all the time? Am I hearing a pastor who's telling me that sickness and disease is, I'm supposed to live with sickness and disease to glorify God? Am I hearing that? Well, you don't understand. I've been going to that church for 5 years. But like Pastor Nancy says, well, what do you want? Right. You want sickness and disease? Because if that's what you're hearing, that's what you're going to be moved by. That's what you're going to have. So when we hear God's word, whether it's healing, I mean, if you really are serious about it, if you're really serious about it, look, I'm through with this sickness and disease, okay? Then we've got material. Pastor Debbie, Pastor Johnny, they've got material, right? Where's your books? You got a bookstore? Yeah, got a bookstore? And you know, you got ministers that come, they got tapes and CDs. You've got the services that you ought to be listening to over and over. If we're really, truly serious, we've got so much accessible information on YouTube. You can go back and listen to Dad Hagen's sermons. Over the summer, God dealt with me to listen to his redemption and so on and so forth. And I'm just listening to that because faith comes by hearing. I like to say it this way. Faith rises by hearing because we have faith in the heart, but it's got to, you have to have revelation for it to rise up and do something.
Amen.
So you can't just sit here and be hearing with passive ears. Now, you'll get partial healing if you're just having partial hearing. You'll get little healing if you just have little hearing. If we really get serious and say, I want these things eradicated out my life. I want prosperity. I want the blessings of God, then we're going to have to fully hear. Fully hear. And there's a time coming when things are going to get hard. And you may say, God, I've already done, I've gone through enough. But there's a time coming. But he's saying, rejoice and you'll get through it. Rejoice. You mind standing up? Sometimes, mantura shekete elebros andele prendushta. Rejoice in spirit and you'll get through that. You mind if I lay hands on you? What's your name?
Naomi.
Naomi. Father, we thank you. We thank you for provision for this dear lady in Jesus' name. Now just lift up your hands and just say, I receive.
I receive.
I receive.
I receive.
I'll rejoice in the midst of hardships.
To get that.
I'll rejoice. I'll rejoice.
I'll rejoice.
In any hardship that comes.
On any hardship that comes.
And it will turn around.
And it will turn around.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Is this any of your family here? Or are you just here by yourself? Okay. Is this your daughter?
No.
Just, okay.
She's related to my husband's daughter.
Okay. All right. Sometimes God uses me that way. And Pastor Debbie didn't say anything to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Praise God. Parasushendele brendura parasushta revelation. Revelation comes when we draw from our spirit. Revelation comes when we hear the word of God with ears that are excited. Pandushandele besongo ushete. Revelation comes when we're excited about the word of God. Revelation comes when we only see the word in the midst of circumstances, but we don't see the circumstances. The word overtakes the circumstances. Tando ushen nahan zon telebreso. So rejoice in the midst of trials and hardships. Rejoice and watch it turn around because of my word. Ha, 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 ha. He, 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 he. Rejoice. So we go back to Hebrews 12, and we'll see if we ever get out of there. But that's okay. Looking unto Jesus, the author, that means the beginning, and the finisher, the completer. How do we complete our faith? How does the completion, how does the manifestation come in our life? The fullness of hearing. But the fullness of hearing only comes when we are getting revelation. Why? Because we're looking at it and we're saying, Lord, I'm not going to look back anymore. I'm tired of the past. Yes. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move on, and God will honor your level of faith. You may not be at Pastor Debbie's level or Pastor Johnny's level. You may not be at some other level of some, but we're not comparing one another. God will honor your level. If you give him more, you will get more back. Amen? It's all in the rejoicing. It's all in the excitement of hearing. It's all in changing our ears of the heart to say, God, I'm just ready for change. I'm just ready for change. No more. I was telling Pastor Debbie today, earlier this summer, I bowed down on my knees and said, Father, I can do better in areas. I can do better. And then all hell broke loose. I'm like, wait a minute here. I just thought, you know, you think you're going to go and somebody's going to give you a new car. You go to the store, they're going to throw new dresses at you. Hey, I consecrated my life, so everything's going to be peachy now. But what happened? I'm at a level that God expects me to be more skilled. So if I'm going to do better, I'm going to have to, you know, get in there and be more skilled. And it's not hard. Just takes stirring up my peace and joy level. So let's go to Romans 15. Romans 15, 13. We don't rejoice in the hardship. We don't rejoice that we just have authority over the devil. Like Jesus was telling them, we rejoice that our names are written in heaven. We rejoice in who we are in Christ. We rejoice for what God has done for us. Do you hear that? We got to turn it around and stop looking at the wrong thing. If you're looking at the devil, you're going to get stuff from the devil. You're going to be overcome with what the devil doing in my life. And there may be a time when you're not strong in faith. And if you're always thinking about the devil, the devil, the devil, well, he's going to have the upper hand on you. But when you think about who I am in Christ, what I have in my heavenly home, what God has given me, he's given me a name that is above every name. And when we get revelation of that and we are hearing that and hearing that, I'm not talking about partial hearing. I'm not talking about 5 minutes a day. I'm talking about if we're really, truly serious. And some of you maybe, well, I won't just say maybe, some of you aren't on board with the building program. Pastor Debbie didn't say anything to me. But if you want to be on board, you're going to have to listen to the prosperity message. And you're going to have to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. Go back over Pastor Debbie's messages on prosperity. Pastor Johnny's messages on prosperity. Go back over Pastor Nancy. She got a boatload of messages on prosperity. Brother Copeland, you know. But, you know, your pastor, she can point you to the people that she listens to and gets blessed to, and listen to that over and over, and get rid of that chintzy thinking. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. Actually, Pastor Nancy was there, and I said, Pastor Nancy taught me not be chintzy. You know, you're going to get something. You're buying a fan. We're building a house. You're buying a fan for the house, and you got one that's $136. You got one that's $500. But you like the one that's $500. That's nice. Oh, that one's okay. But that's nice. I like that one. Well, this one's on sale. I'm just going to get it. That's chintzy. Chintzy. So I just get on my iPad and go to Amazon. And there they are, a couple days driving up on my drive, and they put my nice fan. Then I get the bill. Praise the Lord. But because I've been getting filled up with prosperity, it's not an issue. It's not an issue. Because beforehand, I say, Lord, you got a bill here.
Yeah.
Now, it was in my heart that that one was chintzy. That's one I wanted.
Yeah.
And I believe that I receive. I send the angels out to bring in the money for my fans. Yeah. Devil, take your hands off of it.
Yeah.
And you can build a house that way.
Yes.
Amen. You can build a church that way.
Yes.
So if you're not on board, even if you are, just keep getting filled up with prosperity because that's what your pastor needs. It's not the pastors that are going to carry you. Really, it ought to be the church that's carrying the project. In other words, in faith. In faith. Not being burdened by it. But we've got to listen. We've got to, well, pastor, you know, I listened to a prosperity message. Let me see, when was that? Honey. When was that I listened to that prosperity message? I'm not sure. Hey, when was that when she listened to that prosperity message? Well, if it's gone to that, you know, forget it. Listen to it again. If you even remember which one it was. Sometimes I get so blessed by message, I listen to over and over and over and over. It's just like, it's so real, praise the Lord. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like, where'd I listen to that? Where was that? And I'm looking on YouTube, and I'm looking under everything, and I lost it, Pastor Debbie, because I didn't write it down. It's like that man. He goes to the water, and he looks at himself in the water, and then he walks away and forgets who he was. Yeah, there in James chapter 2. Yeah. So anyway, in Romans 15:13, are you there?
Yes.
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope or expectancy. A confident expectation is what that word means. It's not a worldly hope of just desiring or, well, I hope it comes to pass. But, you know, if it doesn't, I got other things I can do, I guess. No, that's a worldly hope. But a godly hope is a confident expectation. In other words, when you punch that Amazon button and you sign your life away, it's on your credit card. It is yours. Unless just within a certain amount of time, I guess they give you 24 hours, you can cancel or you can refund it, whatever. We've done all that, okay? But, you know, you get it, and it's the wrong color. So. Christine. Send that back. Okay. That's my secretary. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you're confidently expecting it. It's going to, you know, you have 23 hours and 2 minutes to order the item, right? And if you order it within 23 hours and 2 minutes, you'll get it at Thursday at 2 p.m. Right? And then you're looking, but not at 2 p.m., 1:30. Maybe it's going to be early, and you just prop the door open, you know. No, you're not looking at 2 o'clock. Yeah, ahead of time. And then finally, you know, you slam the door shut because it's not here by 1:55. And you get busy and distracted, and sure, it's 2:30. Yeah, oh, I gotta go outside. And there it is, sitting on the curb. There it is. You've got to have an expectancy. But you only will get the item if you pay for it. You can't expect unless you pay for it. Christ already paid for your blessing. And when you have a knowledge that he paid for your healing, when you have a knowledge that he paid for your prosperity, when you have a knowledge that he paid for every good thing, therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. He forgave you. When you have a knowledge of this, that he paid for it, then you can believe that you receive it. You can push the button. But he already paid, so you don't have to put it on your credit card. All you have to do is stir up the joy and peace. You believe that you receive. Now, let's just real quickly. Okay, we got a faith lesson going on here. Just very quickly, go to Mark. Go to Mark, chapter 11. Sometimes we make it difficult and try to show you how much we know, get real deep on you. This isn't deep. Okay, verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, or that means the God kind of faith. So we have faith inside as Christians, the Spirit of Christ in us, inherent in the grace of God is faith, is joy, is love. But you've got to use that faith for it to grow, just like a muscle. And you've got to hear the Word of God for that seed of faith to be able. You've got to hear it, and then you've got to do it. And then it will start to grow. You've got to apply it towards something. You've got to apply it. Okay, but you've got to hear it. Knowledge of the Word of God. And then it becomes revelation. So when you're looking at it, remember, attend? You're looking at it, and you're seeing, and you're getting so excited. You're rejoicing because you're getting revelation. You're sitting there, you're saying, okay, I'm getting it. That's how I get healed. Okay, that's how I get money for the building program. Oh, that's how I do that. Oh, that's how I receive. Oh, I've been walking in condemnation. Now I know. Don't look back at the past. Look forward at who I am in Christ. Forgive myself. Get back up if I've missed it. Dust myself off. Say, Lord, forgive me. That's revelation. But we've got to constantly be hearing that, or condemnation will dog our path. Condemnation just means a damnatory sentence. And we should live by conviction of the Spirit, not by condemnation. A conviction is just simply a training of do it this way. And okay, you need to repent. Because if you don't repent, then you're opening the door to the devil. It's not God is going to come and kill your dog, okay? All right, that's revelation. Your dog's safe, your cat's safe. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Now, Jesus told Dad Hagen that we need to emphasize the saying over the believing three times there. It emphasizes it three times over the believing. Assuredly, and we can take out the mountain illustration. That's not doing any injustice to the word. It's just that Jesus was standing there looking at a mountain, you understand? All right, let's take out the mountain illustration. We'll see it. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever says, be removed and be cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says will be done. Be done means it will be generated. It means it will come to pass. That's where we get that in Genesis 1:1. Let there be. It's the same. It's a Hebrew word, but it's the same meaning. It will be. It will come to pass. Light will come to pass. And we're to follow God's example of faith. We're to follow, remember, Abraham's example of faith in the Old Testament there. He's a father of faith. Call things that be not as though they were. Okay. And then we're to follow Jesus' faith. That we call things that be not as though they were. We speak to mountains. We speak to sickness. We speak to disease. We speak to poverty and lack. Yes. And then because, and why do we speak to it? Because of revelation. Why do we have revelation? Because we're hearing. So when we are hearing the right things, so if you're going into a building program, what should you be hearing? Prosperity, especially from your pastor.
Right.
I mean, even I don't know if they release the when they're doing the tithe and offerings, but that's the best time to get prosperity messages during the tithe and offering, because that's we teach and preach our people how to be blessed during the tithe and offering. So apply yourself and listen with an attentive ear. And as Pastor Debbie or whoever's giving the offering, Oh, and then faith rises, understanding, light, revelation.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. And then you do it. then you do it.
Yes.
Remember Joshua 1:8?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I want to go there real quick. Joshua 1:8. I thought I had it in my notes, but I don't. That's right. We'll just go on over there. Are you getting anything tonight?
Yeah.
You hit the clock. Okay. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. So meditate means to mutter, to speak it, look over it. Okay, it's not just a passive, it's not just, a dog not just flippantly pawing the bone, but it's like a bulldog that clamps onto that bone, and you got to break his jaw to get that bone out of his mouth. And here in the service, you're listening, and excuse the, inference, but you got to be like a bulldog.
Yeah.
I like bones. I mean, that way you can remember. It's a little dramatic, you understand? But when Pastor Debbie's preaching and teaching, you're taking hold of that like a bulldog with the bone. You're not just like, oh, that's nice. Now I got to do my nails. I've seen people do that on the front row.
Come on.
You want a little prosperity? Just hear a little bit. You want a lot? Then grab it like a bulldog with a bone. Nobody can take that weight. And you don't go, a bulldog does not, go down the street and let go of his bone. So you don't, drive off and like, oh, that was good. Let's go eat. I understand we all want to eat on Sunday afternoon. That's a good thing. I understand. I'm not going to stop eating, all right? Anytime soon. But when you're driving away, you just have the revelation of it. And I got something from Brother Copeland, Pastor Johnny, Pastor Debbie. Somebody said about him that when he was a young man, they made the statement, he has such revelation. Even as a young man teaching and preaching, he has such revelation. Oh, my goodness. He just revelation when he teaches. But he goes home after the Sunday service, after he preaches and teaches, and goes over it again to get the revelation. And he said, many ministers, they go watch TV, but I go over it again. And that really blessed me. That really blessed me. What do we want? What do you want? Do you really, truly want to help your pastors? Now, I know you are good people. This is a wonderful church. But we've got to be trained, and we've got to be hearing this constantly in order to spurn us on. It's like, okay, I didn't think of that. I need to go home and go back over the message. I need to, I'm used to, well, the pickers are on Sunday night, okay? I got to watch the pickers. You know who that American pickers? All right. Whatever. I got to watch Holy Ghost TV on, Sunday night. HGTV. I got things to do. I need to look at the latest news article on the iPad. I'm not saying any of those things are bad, but how much do we want revelation? And are we helping our local church with our present revelation? All right. All right, so it says there, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do. Now, that word observe, we're just going to look at that. Observe, watch, guard, preserve. Take heed or do. Take heed or do. So what you're doing is you're looking at it to the point where you're fully expecting to do it. And when you're looking and hearing God's word with an expectancy to fully do it, how can you fully, you know, when you get understanding, of course. But as understanding comes, it's like that, I got it. Now, you're not necessarily screaming that out in the middle of the message. I got it, Pastor, I got it. But if you're really excited, you're just like, oh, 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 I got it. Oh. You know, you're with a girlfriend, you're like, oh, girl, 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 you see the new dress down at, oh. You see it? And I see how I can increase my giving.
Yes. Amen.
I see how I can increase.
Yes. Yeah.
How? By giving more.
By giving more.
Yeah.
Giving more.
Yes.
By giving more.
Amen.
By planting seed like a farmer of prosperity does, because my pastor was talking about a farmer of prosperity, and all you have to do is, you know, you gotta put the seed out there and. And then water it with your praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And then it will come back to you. See, and all this is going on inside while pastor's preaching. You understand? Because that is the fullness of hearing. And what you're hearing will move you. What you're hearing will move you. So if you need to grow in your ability to give more, then start hearing more. If you need healing in your body, start hearing more about healing. If you need, and at this point in time in my life, I'm expecting not just healing, but health.
Yeah.
You say healing is taking bites of the loaf. Health is eating the whole loaf.
Yeah.
You understand? And bites are good, but I'm ready for a loaf manifestation.
Come on.
Okay?
Amen.
The Lord's been dealing with me. You've been putting up with things.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get partial revelation, and so you get partial healing, and then you move on to the next thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you got partial ooka-booga healing.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yep. Yeah.
And you got it. We stop. Yeah. So then the flu comes, and you forget that you're still, you know, you're just living with partial. But that, I can get by with that. No? Full. See, he sent his word and did what? Healed them. Healing is ours. It's a covenant. Hallelujah. So we are observing, and I was telling my congregation, or our congregation on Wednesday and Sunday, we're talking about this. When you're hearing with a full attention, a full expectancy, that you're going to do what it says, no matter what it takes, you are going to do it, then it will move you to fullness in whatever area you're applying that to.
Amen.
So you need more in an area, then apply more in that area.
Amen.
Because however you hear the word, that's what it's going to move you to. That's the response. The response of faith comes out of a hearing. And you will not receive healing, you will not receive prosperity, you will not receive anything else in your life if you're not hearing and then responding. Well, that was all free. All right. And it says there that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Then. Prosperous means to break out, break out and push forward. Break out and push forward. All right, let's go back to Romans 15, and we're going to be wrapping up with this. For the joy set before him, while you're turning there, I'm going to read Hebrews 12 again, all right? Therefore, we also, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, or looking unto his word, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility. Consider him. So looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy. Now let's go back to Romans, and we're going to wrap up here. It's simple, but I didn't fly clear to California to try to give you a message that you just get confused about when you leave. And say, well, what a wonderful minister she was. You know, she prophesied to everybody, and that I'd get a new Maytag washer. All right. She had a healing line, and did she? Oh, no. Did you see how she moved her hand? Be healed. Be healed. Oh, she's so wonderful. Well, did you get anything from the Word of God? Did you have a response in your heart and then go do something with it? See, that's my question. See, after this service, are you gonna take the revelation that you're getting, or are you going to get in the Word in the areas that you need to? You're in a building program. If you need healing, you know, hear prosperity. Be hearing healing constantly, because if you're just doing it partially, all right? Verse 13 there, Romans 15. Now may the God of hope or expectancy fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So we're supposed to not only be filled with the Word, but filled with the Spirit. See, we have joy and peace that are seeds inside, just like our faith grows, but our joy and our peace grows. As a matter of fact, the anointing, if we are stirring ourselves up, the anointing will come on us, and it will come from within. It will flow without. Joy and peace and believing. We are getting so excited about God's Word that you can get filled with the Holy Ghost to overflowing. You're getting revelation. Yes. What did we start out with? Jesus said, don't rejoice that you have authority over the devil. Rejoice because of what you have in heaven. Your names are written in heaven. Rejoice about, and we as Christians that have the Spirit of God living inside of us, we're not just living for heaven, right? We're living to fulfill God's purpose here on this earth, and we do have a heavenly home. Amen? But we have Christ living inside of us. In other words, we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to be healed. We don't have to wait till we get heaven to have buildings and the churches that we need and those type of thing. But the only way that these things are going to change in our life is if we get filled with the Word, we start responding, we start doing it, we believe that we receive in faith. We speak to that mountain and tell it to go. Or it said it went down there. Remember when we were in Mark 11, we read 23, but we didn't read 24. 24 says, when you pray, believe that you receive. So you believe that you receive it by faith. And then what do? You thank God for it. You thank God for it. And you keep hearing, and you keep hearing, and you keep watering, because that faith continues to spurn you on. In other words, it doesn't become dry. You're not like that man that walked away from the water and no longer sees his reflection, so he forgets who he is. You don't forget who you are in Christ. You don't forget that he paid the price of healing. You don't forget that he paid the price for prosperity. You don't forget that you're forgiven. Therefore, there is now no condemnation. You're not forgetting because you're constantly hearing. And let me tell you something else. That knowledge of God's Word that became faith's understanding, revelation, that's what we're talking about, and that became wisdom, now is becoming a multi-manifold faceted wisdom in your life. In other words, it's multiplying, where you're constantly getting knowledge of God's Word in several areas of your life, and understanding revelation is coming, and the lights are coming on, and you're just becoming wise in multifaceted ways in your life, and you're growing in God, not just receiving healing. That's all a part of it, because now I understand that I'm a covenant man, woman. Now I understand that I'm prospered and blessed. Now I and not only that, I've been giving more to the building fund. I've been giving more, and I've been blessing my pastors. Blessing my pastor with a new dress. Yeah. Hallelujah. When she goes to a meeting so she can look good. Pastor Debbie just makes clothes look good. And you're getting revelation and light and understanding, and it's becoming multifaceted wisdom, success. You're pushing forward. You're breaking out. And the only way that we can move in the fullness of God, the amaso combande le bosandaya, is if we will stir ourselves up and rejoice for the abundance of all things. In Deuteronomy 28 there. Stir ourselves up.